This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network, and each Tuesday I am joined by the Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, I understand that you had some company come to town this weekend. Tell us about that.
Well, we sure did, Mike. We were fortunate to host U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue for the second time in a few months when he came into the state Saturday for some other business, but he gave us most of the day Saturday to make some farm visits. And once again, his being here just showed how pleased I am, and I think the farmers of South Carolina are, to have him in that leadership role at USDA.
Well, he is getting a lot done, and one of those things that you got done on Saturday, you made a trip to the City Roots Urban Farm in Columbia. Tell us what you saw there.
Well, we got to visit with Eric McClam and some of his staff to learn how the other side of agriculture, and I say that because when he was here last August, we looked at your traditional commodity-based agriculture in the lower part of the state. But this time he said, let me see something different. So Eric, his innovation there at City Roots was something we were just happy to show the secretary, and he was absolutely fascinated by Eric McClam's operation at City Roots, what he was able to generate in terms of farm revenues on 7 acres there on the south side of Columbia.
That's amazing.
The way he's just leveraged a lot of resources and just constantly thinking of how to improve that operation.
And then you made the trip to Hopkins and Manchester Farms, and you saw something a little bit different there as well.
Well, again, pretty unique in that our state's only quail farm growing and processing, and the oldest in the United States at Manchester Farms. Brittany Miller was just a great host. She invited the secretary for a tour of the processing facilities, and later the hatchery and the farm operation. So you got to see it start to finish. The secretary, being a veterinarian himself, was fascinated by some of the information that they had. Later on at a luncheon there in their break room, we were pleased to have Governor McMaster join us, along with about 20 to 25 farmers who each brought some particular issue from their part, be it cotton or dairy or whatever. So it was a great, intimate setting for them to have a chance to visit with the secretary.
And I know you're always glad to have him come down. And being that this was his second visit, it sounds like you've got a really good working relationship with the secretary, and that's got to prove good for South Carolina.
Well, I think it will. We have a direct line to that corner office. Secretary and I met years ago when he was governor of Georgia. He has great friends in South Carolina, and at one time had quite an extensive agribusiness investment in South Carolina himself. So he's no stranger to our state. As I said to the farmers and others, never mistake his quiet demeanor for a quiet resolve. We are very fortunate to have his strong leadership in Washington.
We've been talking with the Commissioner of Agriculture for South Carolina, Hugh Weathers, and that's been today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.